Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out. Best stop that, because it won't get on YouTube, will it? Will we copyrighted off?
Yeah.
Should we just sing ourselves? How was your Christmas?
Amazing.
Did you have a lovely Christmas?
Yeah. Obviously, what happens to us?
Well, shit, that's
awful, isn't it? How was Christmas? Devastating.
Should we do two versions of this?
Nah, boss, let's just go for it.
So, Christmas was brilliant.
Woo!
Santa brought me everything I wanted to get. Today is the 4th of December.
We're a little bit premature.
Just like you. You're pointing to our loyal viewers.
I'm pointing to you.
Not pointing to me. Oh, yeah. Story of my life. So this is the one in between.
Yeah, between Christian New Year.
Does it need to be date stamped this? I don't suppose it does.
No.
It's just a topic.
We're talking about do we like,
yeah.
The gooch of Christmas.
So we're calling this the Christmas gooch. So it's that little bit between Christmas and New Year. It's just a bit pointless, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what...
Just speaking of the word gooch, so there was a thing on Radio 1, I don't know which DJ it was, but they were obsessed with the word gooch, so like people were called gooch. So a woman came on and she was called PC Gooch, police officer, and she was called PC Gooch. And they were laughing right off. And to the point where something clicked between them, the radio DJs, to the point where there was like, do you know where the gooch is? And one of them was like, yeah, it's, and got it wrong sort of thing. So then the policewoman who was on the phone went, no, it's a bit between the pussy and the ass. I'm not saying I lost myself. I was like, woo!
I never think of the lady gooch. I always think of the gooch as
nice. So this is where it all fell down.
Oh, hang on, strap yourselves in, we've got a history lesson.
No, this is where it all fell down because they were saying like gooch, and then one of them tried saying that a woman's one was called something different. And then that was when there was like, do you even know what we're talking about here sort of thing? So for some reason, so when I was younger, it used to be the bass. So a male's was the bass, the bit between the balls and the ass. And the woman's a fass, between the fanny and the ass. So you say you got a bass or a fass. And then
not
gooch.
A bass.
What? I don't even know what you said then. What do you say?
A mass. It could be a lot of things going to be there. It could be a pass.
Pretty nice. Yeah,
could
but
be a gas.
Yeah, but it can't because your balls are a bit to it.
No, on the ladies.
Yeah, gas. I'm off a gas. Yeah, so when we was at school, it was quite a fast and a bass.
A fast and a bass?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden gooch came around. So that was new to me, as terminology from school. Because at school, did you call it gooch? Did you know about it?
I don't think I knew it was there. I don't think it was a thing. Just like, I don't know, like anything, it's just there.
Do you get different size gooches?
No, always from Boxing Day to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, boy.
I've just got a few things here that I also think are pointless. So for me, it's kind of a pointless week.
I've just seen something on there. You're saying something that's pointless. That better not be what I think it is.
The gooch.
Go on.
Right, so pointless things. Pressing the calculator reset button like 15 times. Do you do that? You never just press the calculator reset button once. Just in case.
But so... Isn't that something to do with some calculators? If you press reset once, it takes you back to where you was. It's like a memory.
Isn't there like a full cancel though and a little cancel? So you can go back one. But there's also like a...
Yeah, but...
Either way, you're pressing it six
but,
or seven
but I
times.
Think some really good calculators, you can go back three or four sums. It's probably go like...
I've always done it, though, haven't
we? Yeah.
You're good calculators nowadays. I've always done it. Barbecue tongs. Oof. Is this what you're looking at? What I mean by...
I thought you meant just barbecue in general. I was going to flip this table... Press X here and off we go.
You know I think barbecues are overrated.
I love barbecues.
Barbecue tongs, what I mean by them is when you click them.
So you seen that YouTube guy who passes someone a pair of barbecue tongs and then if they like go and tap them. It's like a dad's job, isn't it? Yeah, they're working.
Yeah.
If you do that, you get money. Some people hold them going. It's like, well, these sort of things, but you've got to click them. So
you've
if anyone,
got, you've got to give them a clicker clacker. But it's pointless.
Maybe because they're working. They've got enough. So some of them got good tension, some of them got bad tension. That's what you're doing, checking tension on.
Pressing the walk button at the crossings when it's already been pressed. It's like we don't trust that it's green. We have to go press it ourselves.
So other day, someone was waiting. Obviously, they went to a thingy. They walked across the road. You know what they did when they got to the cross the road? Fucking push the button again. How I didn't get out of my car and go belt around head, I don't know. It's my pet peeve. Because you're doing that to be dickheads.
Yeah. That's just... Yeah, so if I go to a crossing and there's no cars coming... I won't press it. We'll just walk across.
So what they did is they came to the crossing, pushed the button. Fine, that's what it's there for. Stop traffic thingy. We all stopped. They crossed over the number, got to the side, and pushed it again. Honestly, I was fumed to the point where I'm going. It's not going to bother me because I've gone. I've left. But I'll fume for the next people because they're going to come. They're going to come to a crossing and go, what's going on here? What's it all about?
Yeah. Hmm. But I believe in the universe.
What goes around comes around.
Gonorrhea. Don't worry, they're gonna. So we're all right. How does your Christmas week look?
Good. I love the
boots. Like this week,
yeah.
The Christmas Gucci, you're a fan of.
I like it because I can just switch off.
You don't need to know what day it is.
Yeah, and that's what I like. I like the fact that I know I'm not at work, so I know work's not a priority. I know I'm not, unless something happens at work, then I can get called in.
Yeah.
Not got a problem with that. But I can actually just fully switch off after thinking about what's coming up.
No clubs to run.
Yeah, don't have to be here, there and everywhere. I can just get up when I want. It's socially acceptable to start up in the beer at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's late.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, Christmas Day is one of the days where I'll get up, I'll be making sandwiches and then go, is it too early? Yeah, is it too early? And I get on it. I get on it nice and early Christmas Day.
So on that subject, when you see these signs going, oh, it's 12 o'clock somewhere, I don't get that. I think if you're not driving, and you're not having to be responsible for anything,
yeah.
It don't matter, does it?
Yeah.
See, no matter whether it's 9 o'clock. If you was on holiday, you'd go, well, I'm on holiday, I'm going to have a beer.
And I do, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What difference does it make if you're at home?
Mm.
My only concern ever is when I'm drinking at home is if you think, fuck, I do need to get a car. There's an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
I do need to get somewhere. That's my only ever concern. But it lasts about 4 seconds.
Yeah, see, I could drink early on a Saturday, but I think it's one of those things where I want to prove I've not got a problem.
On a Tuesday between Christmas and New Year, you don't.
I couldn't give a shit. Do you know what I mean? All better stuff. But like, so on a weekend, like some Sundays, I've got nothing on, if that makes sense. So I can get up and I think, cause I do like a drink, like from like a Sunday dinner or something like that. So if I'm an early Sunday day, I've started drinking early. But I could happily get up and have a drink and then, because I'm not a problem. But
for
between Christmas and New Year, all bets are off. We don't really go anywhere and visit.
It's not just drink, though, is it? It's like I can get up and I can have crisps for breakfast.
Ice cream. But yeah, so I the thing I love about it is, and it's like, as well, we've done all our Christmas, you know, gatherings and bumping around and stuff. So to me, it's like, right, let's play the games. Let's get the computers out. Let's do whatever. Let's get board games going. Pass me a beer, like
shots.
just watching a film, just watching a decent film. You know, sitting around and watching a decent film. Because leading up to Christmas, it's all chaotic, and that's the other thing I find strange. Like I like to watch Christmas films, but I never actually get to sit and watch one. I watch dribs and drabs of films, like, you know, Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah.
I must have seen bits of that film about 100 times that I've seen the whole film, but not necessarily in the right order. Like there's bits where I'm going, he's already done that, and he's like, no, that's the end of the film. All right, bloody hell.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, at the moment, being the 4th of December, I don't know where Christmas starts and ends. I've still got shopping to do.
Yeah.
I've still got, like, food to go out and buy. And you can't get food or your stuff now, can you?
No.
Do you know what I mean? So you still kind of got to leave certain things till the last minute, so it does become hectic.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens to people's brains, but they're just going to stupid mode, don't they?
Oh,
supermarket shut for a day. I must buy everything I can possibly get my hands on.
So, we're looking to book like a delivery this year. And when to go book it?
A delivery will come if you've been a good boy. Don't you worry.
And the Christmas delivery slots were showing like 17th and 18th of December. I'm like, that's too early.
Yeah, a few fresh stuff.
I can't do that. So I was like, should we get it or not? And I'm like, well, what's the point? Because I'm going to have to go out again to get this. I might as well do the big shop. I don't care if I'm in there for 3 hours, an hour. It's not going to really, it's going to be a nightmare no matter what, isn't it? So I was like,
it honestly gives me anxiety. Sat here dreading it. And I'd have to buy a lot.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? What's the good thing then about what kind of things you're going to do? Got some different activities that I've looked at. Do between Christmas and New Year.
Nice.
Is it just family time? Is it just staying at home?
Yeah, so I like to not be disturbed, leave me alone. But like, even go for walks. So like, if it's cold and crisp out, I like to go for a walk. If it's wet and miserable, I'm sitting in front of the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like cold wet, but I like cold dry.
If you can wrap up, hat, gloves, scarf, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get out and have a
Christmas. But if drizzling my face, I don't like it. No. Can we dance?
Get off my face.
Don't like it.
Like anything squirting on your face.
No. Yeah.
That's on my list, to go out and have a walk.
Yeah.
I think it's quite nice.
Got a new place to go. Got a new place to go. North Cave, Wetlands. You know what I mean?
I don't think I have.
You need to go try it out. It's my next walk.
Do you know what else is on my list? Visit somewhere new.
North Cave Wetlands.
Is that going to be quite boggy, though? It sounds wet.
Well, there's a cafe there and like a hut and stuff, and someone sells bacon sandwich. I was like, I'm in.
We're going to have to drive.
Sold.
Hit the sales.
No.
Sales are good for
you.
Not for everybody, but it could be an option.
I'm not a fan of shopping these days. I do everything online now. I've turned into that person where I'm not really helping the high street, but because we live in a world of morons, I can't be dealing with other people.
I'll be honest, my Christmas shopping takes me so long because I'll go with all good intentions, but after an hour or so, I've had enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'll just stress myself out by continuing this process. So I'll just go on. I'll come back another day and try it again.
But that's the reason why I was thinking about doing an online shop, because I can't do with other people. I know I'm going to bite the bullet this year and I'll have been in the supermarket. But say I'm shopping online, I'd rather do that. I'd rather take the hassle. That T-shirt come and go, it don't fit. It's either too big or too small, because for some bizarre reason, a large is no longer a large in this world.
Yeah, that's it. Same thing. Yeah, just I used to be a medium. Now all clothes have shrunk.
No, but like, I can buy something from one place and then buy something from another place. And it's like, how is universally a large no longer a large?
Yeah, it's always been like that, hasn't it?
But I think
clothes have got smaller. You used to be able to get, like, even trainers. You get a pair of trainers like Nike that was like a slim fit.
No.
And then you get Adidas, which wasn't.
So that's your width in it. Like,
yeah, but it's how different clothes are made, isn't it? And different, like, I mean, if we ask ladies this question, they'll definitely go, yeah, they're all different sizes. Size 12 from them is a different size 12 from them.
It's not size 12 then, is it? Like, how's that thing
made, isn't it?
It can't be.
It is, honestly. It's, but I agree that clothes do have got smaller.
Yeah, it frustrates me. So that's how bad it is. I'd rather say that. The only thing I actually like going shopping, you know, like clothes shopping, whatever, is going to the Christmas market, getting a hot dog, getting a cup of cocoa, and doing that. But I'd rather go for the social than actually buying something.
Yeah. Again, I think Christmas markets are overrated. Because again, it's just there's just a lot of people doing not a lot. It's another thing that's come from America and go, right, we've done Christmas markets.
Come from Germany, mate.
It's an American thing, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was German.
No, it's America that sort of, I feel that they've boosted this Christmas market experience through the commercialisation.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gone, oh, we must do it then. Let's go somewhere and we'll do these markets. And now we go, we just have to go.
Yeah.
But again, you buy an hot dog that's 12 quid. You buy a mulled wine for 7 quid, an hot chocolate for a fiver. And people are going, yeah. Fuck this credit crunch. It's not even, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Other things you could do around Christmas, I'm not saying for you.
All right.
You said about movies, you could maybe clean out a cupboard. It's not for me either. I've done a bit actually recently, and I'm thinking I have got other cupboards that I need to clean out, but I can't do them all at once because again, it just stresses me out. So I've done bits at a time. So it might be something I do. Plan your year. and maybe what we're going to do next year. We'll just stop this now, mate. You're just going to poo-poo off. You come up with something.
We once decorated in the Gooch. We decorated.
Oh, man.
So we got up one. Must have been day after Boxing Day. We woke up and was like, do you know, we had nothing to do. We had nothing planned, nothing. And was like, should we decorate? Well, it was Amy who said, should we decorate?
I didn't think it'd be
on. I was like, but we did it in a day. We literally managed to sort of pull all the furniture to the middle of the room.
Like, obviously, took your decks down.
Yeah. Decks came down Boxing Day, always. Bring them down as quick as possible. My decks come down sharpish. Like, day after Boxing Day.
Yeah, I'm normally day after Boxing Day, I think.
Oof, sometimes Boxing Day, but definitely day after, not much more after that.
Yeah.
Unless we've got some on, depending on the days of falling. Because Amy has to work sometimes during Christmas and New Year. But yeah, so walk up was like, neither was at work, I thought. No, she said she would decorate. Pulled into the middle of the room, I'm not joking.
What was your answer to it?
Do we have to?
Can we still drink?
I think I did. So when it chose it, the colour, and then was back, and we probably started about 12 o'clock, and by like 9, 10 o'clock at night, we're done. Full coats, a lot, furniture back in place. And I was like, that was the one time where I was like, do that again. I've just recently decorated. Oh my
Never again.
God.
Didn't you do it like Christmas Eve or something one year?
This is one. It was Christmas Eve. It was between Christmas and New Year, and I can't remember where between Christmas and New Year we did it, but we definitely did it before New Year. We definitely did it after Christmas Day.
I thought for some reason you did it like Christmas Eve.
No, we're not like that.
But people do, don't they? I've known people be up stupid o'clock in the morning, like on Christmas morning.
Oh, do you know, I'm so glad I'm past having to assemble presents.
Oh.
I once had to assemble a kitchen.
I think we've all done a kitchen, haven't we?
Right. Oh, man, that was painful. I've done a drum kit. And that was a birthday.
How did Santa get his drum kit?
Don't ask them questions. It's magic. What are you talking about? It's magic.
Okay.
It's magic.
Yeah, the assembly of stuff is...
Yeah, because you literally cannot assemble something until they're in bed.
Have you ever had the point where, like, you've bought something, Santa's brought something for Christmas, and then it don't work or it's not right, so you then spend them days in between going, oh, I need to exchange this or take it back?
Yeah, we've had that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dog shit job, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we had an Erica table once that didn't work. Not like an Erica table, like a little mini Erica, and we had to take that back. And we drove all the way to Hull, and it was shut. So on the website, it said it was open. Drove there, and it actually wasn't open.
Well, they moved.
No, it just said open, if that makes sense. And then when we got there, it won. It was just because the Christmas period. So say it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was a period that it was open. It won. Online,
yeah. Yeah, that's something that I never really appreciate, having to take stuff back. Yeah. I hate taking stuff back as well. But that's, again, I think people buy loads with the expectation that they're maybe not going to use it. And then go, oh, we haven't given this to somebody. Or we haven't, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, I bought it for little Jimmy and he didn't like it, so I'm going to take it back. We overspend big time.
Credit crunch my ass.
Yeah, big time. Relax. Relax is on my list.
Just have
a chill out.
Yeah.
We said about, I've got movies. I'm moving marathon. Oh. Are you a back-to-back?
No.
No, I'm not either.
My problem is, since the age of a phone, I get distracted. That's my New Year's resolutions coming in, I think. I need to do something about losing my phone. I don't need it. I genuinely do not need my phone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'll be watching a film and then I'll just pick it
Habit.
Up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm out.
It is.
And the next thing, I'm looking at Instagram and thinking, I don't care what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Hands look great.
The stroke. Still your eyeballs. And then maybe meet up with family and friends. Again, I think you've done it all, but you might want to meet up with people that you've not seen for ages. And it's quite a good time if everybody's off work and stuff like that.
Yeah, they can come to my house if I want, but I ain't going there.
Do you not meet like your Derby family?
No.
Never do that around Christmas.
No, actually, it's what we've never done. Yeah, we always meet before. Yeah, always before or after. Yeah. I tell you what was really good as a kid. So we'd meet them and we'd have like a second Christmas dinner, but in the new year.
It was really good.
Yeah. it's like the second Saturday of January, we'd always meet somewhere. And there'd be like 30, 40 of us. It was brilliant. And I was youngest, so like, I'm like a generation out, if that makes sense. So brother and sister, and then all the cousins that are their age was there. Then all the aunties, uncles, grandmas, granddads. So it's like loads of us. But I was like out. I used to love it because I was like, not like everyone's like, oh, like, take a photo.
That's exactly what you're doing, isn't it? Look at like a Leon. Fell out of there.
Yeah, brilliant. Dude.
Those were the days. Right, let's wrap this up. Just a nice quick one for this week. Just to keep you warm during this festive period.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Keep smiling.
Stay safe. Don't forget to write New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Make them meaningful. Make them achievable. So if you think about your New Year's resolutions, make sure there's something that's achievable. Don't try and overcomplicate things, I think.
I'm a big believer in don't stop doing something. Do something that you do that you like doing more.
Drinking alcohol, are you allowed to do that?
You are allowed to do that, yeah. Are you doing dry April? Dry January, March?
I should do. I ain't done it for a year as well. I think I tried it this year and failed miserably. Yeah, I should do. Fancy going toe to toe?
No. Nope, not at all. I don't want to.
Yeah, I do, but I enjoy drinking too much. I can remember when I... Sorry, it's a bit boring, but I can remember when I did the April and thought, do you reckon I could do it here?
I think you've got to April, you could do it here.
I need to do it for something. Like, not just for me.
Health.
Yeah. It's not good enough just for me. What if we could do like a sponsored no drink till April? And people would sponsor us, like get like a...
And then with all the money you get, have a massive bender.
Now we're talking.
We're talking end of April as well, aren't we? It's always...
26, yeah.
Birthday, so almost May. It's almost 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to do it for summer. My social life's not too good, but I enjoy, you know, going out and socialising and drinking alcohol. It takes the pain away, doesn't it?
If only we were good enough people to be able to go out sober. We're just not that fun. I'm not.
I'm like fun Johnny. You know, on Friends, where the sobering up is not fun anymore.
Yeah, but that's me. I just stand there miserable in the corner.
Thank you for listening. I'll see you next Thursday, my friend.
That
you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.